So, Ivan, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you lived in Salmon Arm?
I have lived in Salmon Arm for the majority of my 41 years. I spent about 11 years at the coast relative to university and the beginning of employment post-university. But other than that, I've been in Salmon Arm.
So what brought you or your family here?
Well, historically, my grandparents moved here. My parents came to visit my grandparents, and my dad went, this is like where he grew up in Europe, so they moved here. And then after the time at the coast, my wife and I, because she also grew up in Salmon Arm, decided that after a corporate downsizing that left me looking for employment and figuring out where next in life, that we might as well do it where we grew up and where there was a support system and family, and the grandparents could have the grandchildren grow up around them.
So what have you been doing most of the time since you've been here?
Back in Salmon Arm, I have spent the better part of the last 10 years plus partly being self-employed in IT and project management, partly working for various local organizations, including the Roots and Blues, Okanagan College. At Okanagan College, I've worked both for the library. When the college had the contract for the Work Search Center, I was dealing with employment services for folks. I've been a journalist for the Lakeshore News. I have done advertising sales for newspapers. I've done self-employment. And most recently, I have I've also worked doing IT support for local businesses. And then most recently, I work for what was Newman's, now USNR, in the industrial park doing IT support.
What do you like most about living here?
I like Salmon Arm because partly it's a lot of what I grew up with and had exposure to, but also it's that sort of perfect combination of environment, mountains, lakes, seasons, all the things that attracted my father when he saw this area. Community. It's a community that when it sees things that citizens would like to see happen, as a comparison to, you know, larger centers that are doing similar things, people don't go, well, they could only do that in the big city. Here we go, well, why not? Let's give it a shot. So again, it's that community that's willing to try things. And as well, it's kind of ideally located, you know, temperature, climate, all those things are good. Weather is generally nice and the people are nice. It's one of those things that you move away from here. And I remember the first few years in the big city, you know, you'd say thank you in the grocery store and people would look at you strangely, but that's what you grow up with in a smaller town.
So what do you like least about living here?
Well, certainly the challenges of employment, you know, having spent the better part of 10 years always chasing a job in Salmon Arm. You know, I've got a university degree, university education, variety of IT skills, but Salmon Arm can be a tough place to make a living. You know, certainly I've tried self-employment, I've tried working for others, but haven't ever found that perfect set of employment. So employment is a definite challenge. Doesn't mean it can't be found. I've made my own employment at times and then managed to cobble together employment from others. At times, I do think that the community also gets a little hung up on, I guess the best way to put it is, the community is more than the sum of its tax dollars. So at times, much as we have good vision and good ideas, we get bogged down in how much it's going to cost. And again, you have to be prudent with things like that, but sometimes step out of your comfort zone and go per that willingness to try things, to step out of what you might only be able to achieve in a bigger community. Mm. We then sell ourselves short by focusing too much on what it will cost to achieve a certain goal.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say are your most important values as a person?
Well, I would definitely say value of clear communication, value of community, value of integrity, you know, standing for what you believe in, standing behind what you say. You know, I'm always willing to tell folks, you know, I will tell you exactly what I believe on an issue. And if you call me out later on saying, did you say this? If I remember saying it, I'll definitely stand by it, type of thing. You know, it's one of those things that sort of as good as your own word. So it's important to me that, you know, whatever I say, people can take me at face value, or there's no games being played. I say what I mean, and I mean what I say.
Who are some of the people you particularly respect in this community?
People I particularly respect. Well, there was, you know, having grown up in the community, there was a number of teachers. Certainly, you know, I'm not going to name names at this point, but that may make some feel left out. But definitely there were a number of teachers. Certainly there were other community members, people that have, you know, in the past gave me reason to be sort of inspired or proud that I came from Salmon Arm. Certainly family, you know, I'm proud I grew up in this community. I can definitely say my parents, you know, definite source of inspiration, and very proud to have had them as my parents.
So, in your opinion, what are the most important issues facing Salmon Arm and area?
Well, certainly there's always the, you know, well expressed concerns about employment opportunities, ability of people to afford living here, the challenges of families staying together when, you know, the employment may not be available. The challenging part about that is many of those elements are not something local government, since that's what I'm chasing after in terms of a council seat, can do a lot about. Certainly they can try and put the conditions in place, but having been on council before, you know, one of those things that I see is that there's always somebody with grand ideas coming to the community. Sometimes they come to city council as well to speak to the folks about, can you put the conditions in place? And council's generally receptive to at least the ideas. They can't always achieve what individuals want, but that's often the biggest challenge. People say, we need more employment. We go, yes, we do. But we don't have any magic answers. I don't say I have those magic answers, but certainly having lived here, experienced the challenges of employment, that's one of the big things of, you know, trying to stay in this community, make a living. If you're fortunate enough to be a doctor or a lawyer or even a teacher, generally it's probably a little bit better off because you have a sort of set work environment that there's a general necessity for, and or you can be quite literally self-employed. But for many folks that aren't in the, you know, professional categories, trying to find somebody to employ you is a big challenge. Other than that, certainly challenges in the community as a community are things like infrastructure development, amenities that we would like. Those things cost money and we're always sensitive to them. But it's that grand challenge for any community in Canada that you're trying to manage over 50% of Canada's infrastructure with about 8 cents of the collective tax dollar. And that type of scenario is, you know, frustrating to see that, you know, geez, we'd love to have a brand new performing arts center. We'd love to have a new indoor soccer facility. We'd like to have brand new and going to last a very long time sewer and water lines and other amenities. But so often what you're trying to maintain with in terms of budget is a big challenge. And so as a community, you go hat in hand to the higher levels of government to say, please, may we have some more, sir?
So what is your main reason for running for office and running for office again, too?
Yeah. Well, the main reason for running for office is that I feel I have more to give back to the community, having run in the past and been successfully elected in the past. Mm-hmm. Certainly it's something that I like to do. I feel that I can represent the community in a very balanced way and represent a broad spectrum of the community. Mm-hmm. Having, you know, that extended family here from young children all the way to seniors, I kind of have the full exposure of all stages of life in this community. But also as an individual, I look at, you know, the challenges facing the community and the goals of the community and feel that I understand those. I can represent those concerns of citizens, and I can also hope to make a difference. And that's the big thing. I look at Salmon Arm as my community. It's been the community the majority of my life. And at the one stage in my life where I had got to the point of where another community might have become home, life changed and I ended up back here. So, you know, I'm interested in seeing Salmon Arm represented to the best ability and Salmon Arm becoming known for more than the occasional problem, disaster, forest fire, etc., that we become a model community as opposed to the one people go, geez, look what happened there.
So what do you hope to accomplish if you're elected?
big things that I hope to accomplish are certainly some completion of projects and community infrastructure goals that started, you know, 10 years ago when I was first on council. Mm-hmm. You know, I was pleased to see that the current council is moving forward with trying to complete the Blackburn Park upgrades, but there's still a lot there. And that started almost a decade ago when I was on council, and I'm hoping to actually see that through to completion. So that's one of those things I'd love to be there to help shepherd the final stages of and make sure it's done. Also partly because I'd like to see the focus of the community relative to certain public amenities move on beyond things like Blackburn Park, mm-hmm. or as has been the topic in this community for almost, I think, 20 or 30 years, whether or not an underpass is ever built underneath the rail tracks. But certainly those types of things I'm hoping to see achieved. A big thing for me as well, though, is continuing to improve communication with and from citizens in the community, because I find that's regularly a thing that people come to me with questions, even when I haven't been on council, saying, how does it work? And it concerns me that citizens can live in this town for years on end, see a municipal election after municipal election, and still don't seem to understand or know how to, you know, make a inroads with council to talk with them, where to find information, and that type of education, basic civics education, is necessary. And I'd like to play that role from, you know, sitting in a council seat. But regardless, I'll always try and tell people, you know, here's how you can make a difference, and, you know, please vote at the very least.
In what way do you intend to work to achieve your goal, your goals in office?
Well, first thing is, from a personal perspective, open door. As I've always told folks when they asked me, you know, not once I was previously elected, was I going to get an unlisted phone number? They would say jokingly. And I say, well, of course not. You don't run for public office to avoid the public. You're there to be that person that they can reach out to. Mm-hmm. So certainly it's making that effort to say, if you want an answer and you don't feel that you're getting it, come to me. I'll try and figure out what that answer is or who you need to talk to. Doesn't always mean you can give them the direct answer, because you don't always have it. A lot of times the job of somebody sitting in the council seat is to ask others questions and ask others for help to explain a circumstance. Mm-hmm. I also hope to make a difference by, you know, when the debates come up for subjects like, you know, how certain things are allocated in the city budget, to represent sometimes a different perspective of, you know, certainly there's the fiscally prudent, and I'm all about, you know, trying to be fiscally prudent. But sometimes it's saying, you know, that extra $800 cut out of the budget, relatively speaking, doesn't make a big difference to the global budget, but it makes a big difference to that group or that community amenity or that service. So maybe sometimes things that we would be inclined to cut are things that somebody has to speak up to say we need to preserve.
What would you like to leave as a legacy after you step down?
What would I like to leave as a legacy? I'd like to see Salmon Arm known for being a year-round community. It's so well known these days for being a tourism town in the summer and a bit quiet in the winter, that it's a community with a very diverse community spirit, diverse community population, diverse community opportunities. And again, I can't necessarily, you know, solve all of those, but trying to put the conditions in place to build upon what we have, to expand the opportunities for all, and to, you know, make sure that residents in the community feel that they're as able to talk to council as they are to their next door neighbor, that even if neighbors don't always agree, that they can feel that they can get along and walk away feeling still as good neighbors. And certainly in a community as small as this, it shouldn't be hard, but sometimes people feel very left out. And I'm wanting my efforts to make people feel more included in the discussions, and that their concerns will always be heard, and that when they're searching for that information of why things are a particular way in the community, it's easy to find and hopefully just as easy to understand.
Thank you very much, Ivan.
Thank you.